I'm Mary Lohman, and this week we're looking at mistakes that employers and managers and supervisors will definitely want to avoid. The better job we do as managers, the better those on our team will perform. So here are three more mistakes to avoid. First, being too hands-off. Have you ever had this happen? One of your employees completes an important project, but you discover too late that this person misunderstood exactly what to do, and since you didn't stay in touch throughout the process, the time and money invested in that project was wasted. Now, nobody wants to be micromanaged, but going to the opposite extreme where you simply take a hands-off approach is not a good idea either. So find that right balance between micromanaging and staying in touch. Proverbs 15:23 says, "A person finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word." Well, a timely word given by you as a manager could avoid a lot of heartache later. The next mistake is being too friendly. There's a fine line between being friendly and approachable to the people who work for you, truly caring about them, and trying to be buddy-buddy friends with them, even to be their counselor. There will be times when, as a manager, you will have to make some tough decisions regarding people in your team, and some people will be tempted to take advantage of your relationship if you're too friendly with them. So you'll need to set some boundaries that, while not exactly spelled out, are clear to your employees. It doesn't mean you can't socialize with them and have fun, but again, finding that balance between being a friend and being the boss. That's your challenge. And the next mistake to avoid is failing to define goals. When your people don't have clear goals, they muddle through their day. They can't be productive if they don't have an idea, at least, of what they're working for or what their work means. They also cannot prioritize their workload effectively, meaning that projects and tasks get completed in the wrong order. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Not everybody is able to see the vision that may be very clear to you. So cast the vision, define the goals, and you'll have happier and more productive people, I do believe. It is our privilege to pray for you. It's one part of our ministry. And if you would like to share your prayer request, you can do so on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. We're privileged to do that.